This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Linda Dennett, LINDADENNETT. Date of birth 10/03/1957. Date of appointment March 7, 2025. Requesting physician Davin Savla, DAVENSAVLAMD. Dear Dr. Savla, I have the pleasure of seeing Linda Dennett today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. Who was noted to have asymmetric blood pressure during her routine pre-op evaluation. This prompted a workup by cardiology, including vessel imaging. She was noted to have subclavian stenosis on the left as well as suspected bilateral carotid artery disease. This led to a CT angiogram revealing an MCA aneurysm as well as bilateral carotid origin stenosis and left subclavian stenosis. She was seen by Dr. John Dalfino in Albany Medical Center, JOHN DALFINO. He is a neurosurgeon. He was seen on September 5, 2025. He recommended to repeat the MRI of the head and neck in 6 months. At that time, she was not a candidate for any surgery. She is taking aspirin 325 milligram daily and atorvastatin 80 milligram daily. She does not have any symptoms of TIA or headache. There is no numbness, no weakness, no visual problem, no headache. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, mild to moderate aortic stenosis, peripheral vascular disease. Left MCA aneurysm. Essential hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, knee replacement, cholecystectomy, eye surgery, allergy to penicillin, medication, metformin, atorvastatin 80 milligram daily, calcium, aspirin 325 milligram daily, social history, stop smoking, 11 years ago, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased due to heart problem. 1 sister, 3 brothers alive and healthy. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having heartburn, diabetes. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, systolic murmur present, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck trouble, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, no pronator drift, and no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right MCA aneurysm. Number two, bilateral carotid origin stenosis. Number three, left subclavian stenosis. Next paragraph. As this is a 6 month, so I will order the MRA of the head and neck and MRI of the brain. If aneurysm will increase in size, then she need to see a neurosurgeon. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.